I don't normally stay out there for the Choose football. I was normally in with the seniors getting them ready. But this particular day, I thought, oh, I might just hang out and watch them for a bit because they're having the team meeting. So I was just standing on the sidelines, wasn't even near the bench, and this fellow was on the ground, and then had about 10, 15 players waving their arms for the trainers to come over. So had a quick sprint over to the scene, and when I got there, he was not responsive, and was trying to get a picture of what actually was going on, because they were saying he was spitting. At the time, he looked like he was still breathing, but yeah, from what's come to light, he wasn't breathing properly, and we initiated CPR and got cracking, really. He had his wife there, his son there, so it was all a bit panicked. So we initiated CPR, and we were able to get the defibrillator from the rooms, which without that, he wouldn't be talking right now. He received a shock, and he regained consciousness. Yeah, he was in a bit of pain, but he was in a groan, so we just calmed him down and tried to settle him on the ground, and then the ambulance arrived when he was alert and talking to us.
Which must have been a huge relief.
Yeah, I was very relieved because it wasn't looking good. And I was getting a bit nervous because I've seen a few things in my nursing time, and I just had a bad feeling. I was very relieved for him to be awake and talking, that's for sure.
And he must have, he was incredibly lucky to have someone like you watching a game, an intensive care nurse. I mean, that's that really is a lucky thing as well, I would have thought.
I suppose so, but anyone with a bit of basic life support could have done what I've done. And all it was and all I needed to do was keep the blood flow circulating to his vital organs and get the defibrillator attached. And basic life support training is so vital. And the defibrillator, he wouldn't be alive today without it. So,
and you had his family members around him. Around you, they must have been incredibly grateful to you when he came around.
I think so. Yeah, I think they were in. I think they were in a bit of shock, to be honest. His daughter's my sister's best friend from university, so she came up hugging me, and I didn't recognise her at first, but she said who she was, and so it was all very small world.
But it must have been a good feeling to save a life.
I suppose it. I suppose it is. It sort of hasn't. I don't know. It's all a bit overwhelming, to be honest. But I'm just so happy for him and his family. That's for sure. Because could have been so much worse.